Shoot for the Moon, The Space Race and the Extraordinary Voyage of Apollo 11. Introduction, A Dream Takes Flight. The moon has captivated humanity's imagination for millennia. For countless generations, we've gazed up at that glowing orb in the night sky, wondering about its mysteries. But on July 20, 1969, everything changed. On that historic day, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first humans to set foot on lunar soil. This is the story of how we got there, a tale of ambition, politics, tragedy, and triumph. I'm James Donovan, and I've spent years researching the space race and Apollo program. As we embark on this journey together, I'll take you behind the scenes of one of humanity's greatest adventures. We'll meet the brave astronauts, brilliant engineers, and dedicated support staff who made the impossible possible. From the shock of Sputnik to the nail-biting final moments of the lunar landing, this is the story of how we shot for the moon and made it. Part 1, The Space Race Begins. It all started with a beeping silver ball. On October 4, 1957, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1 into orbit, catching the United States completely off guard. That simple satellite sparked a technological and ideological competition that would define a generation. The American response was swift but not always smooth. Our first satellite attempt, Vanguard TV-3, exploded spectacularly on the launch pad. The press dubbed it Flopnik and Kapitnik. But we persevered, and on January 31, 1958, Explorer 1 successfully reached orbit. The space race was on in earnest. President Kennedy raised the stakes dramatically in 1961 when he declared, "I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth." It was an audacious challenge, considering we had only managed to put Alan Shepard into space for 15 minutes at that point. But Kennedy's words galvanized the nation and set NASA on a relentless path to the moon. Part 2, Mercury and Gemini Learning to Fly. Before we could reach for the moon, we had to learn how to operate in space. Project Mercury was our first step, putting lone astronauts into orbit. John Glenn became a national hero when he circled the Earth 3 times in Friendship 7, but Mercury was just the beginning. Project Gemini was where we really cut our teeth. Two-man crews practiced vital skills like rendezvous, docking, and spacewalks. It wasn't always smooth sailing. During Gemini 8, Neil Armstrong and David Scott found themselves in a terrifying, out-of-control spin that nearly ended in disaster. But they kept their cool and brought the craft under control, demonstrating the right stuff that would be so crucial on Apollo. These missions weren't just about the astronauts, though. Behind the scenes, an army of engineers, mathematicians, and technicians worked tirelessly to solve seemingly impossible problems. How do you navigate in the emptiness of space? How do you land on an airless world? The solutions they developed would prove essential when we finally set our sights on the moon. Part 3, Apollo Rises, Tragedy and Triumph. The Apollo program represented the culmination of everything we had learned, but it began in tragedy. On January 27, 1967, a fire erupted in the Apollo 1 command module during a launch pad test. Astronauts Gus Grissom, Ede White, and Roger Chaffee were killed. It was a devastating blow, but it also forced NASA to re-examine every aspect of the spacecraft's design. The lessons learned from that tragedy ultimately made the program safer and more robust. Apollo 8 marked a turning point. For the first time, humans left Earth's orbit and circled the moon. The iconic Earthrise photo captured by the crew showed our planet as a fragile blue marble hanging in the blackness of space. It changed our perspective forever. Then came Apollo 11. The eyes of the world were on Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins as they embarked on their historic journey. But it wasn't just about those three men. It was the culmination of years of work by hundreds of thousands of people. Part 4, One Giant Leap. July 20, 1969. The lunar module Eagle separated from the command module Columbia. Armstrong and Aldrin began their descent to the lunar surface, leaving Collins alone in orbit. Suddenly, alarms began blaring in the lander. The computer was overloaded, and fuel was running low. Armstrong took manual control, searching for a safe landing spot. With only seconds of fuel remaining, Armstrong's voice crackled over the radio. "Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed." A collective sigh of relief swept through mission control and living rooms around the world. Hours later, Armstrong stepped off the ladder and uttered those immortal words. "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Aldrin joined him on the surface, describing the lunar landscape as magnificent desolation. For a brief moment, the entire world was united, watching in awe as humans walked on another world for the first time. Part 5, The Legacy of Apollo. Apollo 11's success was followed by several more lunar landings. Each mission pushed the boundaries of exploration and scientific discovery. But as the 1970s progressed, public interest waned, and the program was eventually canceled. The last human to walk on the moon was Eugene Cernan in 1972. Yet the impact of Apollo cannot be overstated. It pushed technology forward in countless ways, from computers to materials science. The spirit of innovation and cooperation that made the moon landings possible has inspired generations. And those iconic images of Earth from space helped launch the environmental movement by showing us how precious and fragile our planet truly is. Today, as we look to the future of space exploration, the lessons of Apollo remain relevant. The challenges we face returning to the moon, going to Mars, and beyond are just as daunting as those we overcame in the 1960s. But Apollo showed us what's possible when we dream big and work together. Conclusion: shooting for the stars. The story of Apollo is ultimately a human one. It's about the power of imagination, the triumph of ingenuity over seemingly insurmountable obstacles, and the courage to push beyond the known. When we look up at the moon today, we see it differently because we've been there. We know the feel of its dust, the stark beauty of its landscapes. As we continue to explore the cosmos, we carry with us the legacy of Apollo. It reminds us that when we set audacious goals and commit ourselves fully to achieving them, there's no limit to what we can accomplish. The moon was just the beginning. The stars are waiting. So the next time you look up at that silvery orb in the night sky, remember the incredible journey that took us there. And ask yourself, what's the next giant leap for mankind? Because with vision, determination, and the right stuff, we can always shoot for the moon and beyond.